I think a big part of it is just the listening aspect of they need to be aware of it to begin. And when you have someone like Tim Kliphaus, who comes to northern Minnesota pretty frequently now that I've been working with him over the past few years, I think you need to take the opportunity to get an instructor like him in front of the kids. And once that happens, I think sort of the excitement of the possibilities and the fun really grows. And one of the wonderful things about Tim is he's, of course, a fantastic musician. We all know that. But he's a really fun individual to be around. He's got a wonderful attitude, and he's wonderful with young people. You know, when the kids get a chance to see a professional string player having as much fun as he is, and having the ability to improvise things on the fly, there's a certain amount of curiosity that comes with that. And so, you know, fortunately, we do have Tim as an instructor and Martha Larson, who's a cellist who will be working with the cello players. You know, we all know a melody. That's the most basic form. But then, you know, we can start delving into things like the theory behind chords and harmony. And then, you know, we've talked about things like syncopated rhythms and the bowing exercises or the picking exercises for us guitar players that take place to do that and get the sort of rudimentary and fundamentals of your scales and arpeggios. So when you're hearing something in your head, you have an idea of where the finger needs to go. That's where the scales and arpeggios comes in, at least I think, you know, and get those fundamentals down. And then understanding how the scales and arpeggios relate to the chords and the harmonies. But then I think the really fun part is the interpersonal communication that occurs between the musicians. So, you know, we'll work on creating a phrase, you know, so maybe we'll take, you know, just something simple like four bars. Tim will play a phrase that's maybe fairly simple in the notes that are used, maybe two or three notes, but a kind of a rhythm that's used. And then the young players will repeat back that phrase on their instruments. So they're not only using their eyes looking at the music, but we try and get the sheet music away and get people using their ears instead. And hearing those things, that starts to create the dialogue, which is what is so exciting and fun about jazz, is it's sort of speaking through your instruments. So, you know, those are just some different techniques that we'll use. And one of the great things is that not only do we learn this stuff, but we learn it in application. We have a repertoire that we'll work through a tune a day, and we'll dissect that tune and get into all the nuts and bolts of each one of those tunes. So it's not only learned, but it's learned as it's being applied to a repertoire. So you can start building your jazz repertoire. So when you sit down at the jam session and someone says, oh, let's play Blue Monk by Thelonious Monk, you go, oh, I know that one. You know, so that's an important aspect of it as well.
You know, you mentioned understanding the chords, the theory, yeah. The theory of the chords and the harmonies.
Yeah.
Tell us more about how that converts to improvisation.
For me, when I really started to feel like I was getting a grasp on things was I was understanding how certain tones worked within a certain chord. So if you have a D6 chord, you go, well, what's the sixth? Well, that's the sixth degree of the scale. So you could put a B. You could use a B in your improvisations, a B note, you know. It gives you sort of the ability to get out of just playing the root scale. For instance, like if you're in the key of D, D major, if you can then start not just play the D major scale, but all of a sudden you learn the D7 arpeggio. So now instead of the C sharp being the natural 7, oh, you're going to lower it a half step and make it a dominant 7. Now that dominant 7 has a certain gravity and pull that pulls you down into the G6 chord now. So you kind of start associating those sounds with the understanding behind it, and it creates pull and flow within the continuity of the solo that you're playing. So all of a sudden, it's not just a matter of sort of playing random notes.
It's also
Speaking.
Yeah, I was going to say it's mood and color too, because
yes.
By choosing which way to go with that chord, go from, you're also expressing a feeling.
Absolutely. You know, that's to me, that's what music is about, is it's that feeling. And I think it essentially comes down to sort of tension and resolution. And you're constantly doing that within a song. And it's a little bit like baseball, maybe, Scott, where you're going from, I kind of like this analogy, I never thought of this before, but you're you start out at home plate, and you get a nice base hit, and you just got to get around the bases and get back to home. And that's the tonic.
That can happen many different ways.
And it can happen many different ways, you know. The one of the differences maybe between the baseball and jazz is you can run to the pitcher's mound in jazz, and then from the pitcher's mound you can run to second base. So it's all about, it's basically getting ourselves back home, and that's the resolution versus the tension of being called out on third or something, you know.
What happens when you get called out at third?
Well, that's a good question.
Everybody in the band look at each other and go, whoa.
You get the stink eye from the band leader. That's what happens.
Sam, thanks for giving us a little idea of what goes on in jazz camp.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sam Miltich, he along with cellist Martha Larson and jazz violin player Tim Kliphouse are back to unlock the jazz musician and string players of all kinds. And that includes classical, bluegrass, and folk musicians at the Itasca Orchestra and String Program's annual jazz camp coming up June 8th through the 12th at Grand Rapids High School. You can call us for registration information. Scholarships are available. Call us 800-662-5799. And let's go out with Tim Kliphouse joining Sam Miltich in the Clearwater Hot Club with Django Reinhardt's Stompin' at Decca.